Have you ever wondered what happens when technology advances so rapidly that it fundamentally transforms not just how we live, but who we are? We're standing at the precipice of such a moment. The Fourth Industrial Revolution, a concept developed by World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, represents the most profound technological transformation in human history. Unlike anything previously experienced, this revolution is fusing the physical, digital, and biological worlds in ways that will fundamentally alter how we work, live, and relate to one another. The book has become required reading in boardrooms worldwide, with Bill Gates calling it a thoughtful and urgent analysis of our technological future. Even Barack Obama referenced its concepts when discussing America's technological challenges. As billions of people connect through mobile devices with unprecedented processing power, this revolution isn't just changing what we do, it's changing who we are. The Fourth Industrial Revolution represents a fundamental shift in how humans interact with technology and each other, marking an unprecedented transformation in human civilization. Unlike previous industrial revolutions, this one is evolving at an exponential rather than linear pace, disrupting nearly every industry across the globe. The First Industrial Revolution, 1760 to 1840, used water and steam power to mechanize production, transforming agricultural societies into manufacturing ones. The Second, late 19th to early 20th century, harnessed electric power for mass production, introducing assembly lines and enabling the first consumer society. The Third began in the 1960s with digital technology, semiconductors, mainframe computing, personal computing, and the Internet, laying the groundwork for the information age. Today's Fourth Revolution builds on the digital foundation but is characterized by a fusion of technologies that blurs the lines between physical, digital, and biological spheres. This convergence manifests in breakthrough technologies like artificial intelligence, robotics, the Internet of Things, autonomous vehicles, 3D printing, nanotechnology, biotechnology, material science, energy storage, and quantum computing. It's transforming entire systems across countries, companies, industries, and society as a whole, creating new business models while obsoleting traditional ones. The speed of current breakthroughs has no historical precedent. When compared with previous industrial revolutions, the fourth is evolving at an exponential rather than linear pace, with each advancement accelerating the development of others. What makes this revolution truly different is its scope and complexity. Today's disruptors like Airbnb, Uber, and Alibaba were unknown just years ago, but have fundamentally reshaped their industries. The iPhone, launched only in 2007, expanded to 2 billion smartphones by 2015, creating an entirely new mobile ecosystem and economy. Digital businesses achieve remarkable scale with minimal workers. By 2014, Silicon Valley's top three companies had 10 times fewer employees than Detroit's 1990 industrial giants while generating similar revenue but with 30 times higher market capitalization. This winner-takes-most dynamic is evident across sectors, from retail to entertainment to transportation. Perhaps most concerning is how this revolution may exacerbate inequality through multiple mechanisms. While consumers benefit from efficient, low-cost services and unprecedented access to information and convenience, workers face disruption as labor share of GDP declines across developed economies. Automation threatens both blue and white-collar jobs, from manufacturing to professional services. The benefits concentrate among capital providers, innovators, investors, and shareholders, creating a widening wealth gap between labor-dependent workers and capital owners. This concentration is intensified by digital platforms that dominate markets through network effects, where the strong get stronger through data advantages and economies of scale. This raises fundamental questions about fairness and opportunity in our technological future, requiring new approaches to education, labor policy, and social safety nets to ensure the benefits of innovation are broadly shared. The fourth industrial revolution is powered by an unprecedented fusion of technologies across physical, digital, and biological domains. These technologies aren't developing in isolation. They're amplifying one another, creating cascading effects across all aspects of society, from healthcare and manufacturing to transportation and communication. This convergence is happening at an exponential rather than linear pace, fundamentally altering how we live, work, and relate to one another. In the physical realm, autonomous vehicles extend far beyond driverless cars to include trucks, drones, aircraft, and boats. These machines utilize advanced sensor arrays, artificial intelligence, and real-time data processing to navigate complex environments. They're already transforming industries, from autonomous mining vehicles operating 24/7 in hazardous conditions to agricultural drones performing precise crop monitoring and targeted pesticide application. 3D printing, or additive manufacturing, creates objects layer by layer from digital models, with applications ranging from aerospace components and wind turbines to customized medical implants and architectural models. The technology enables mass customization, reduced waste, and localized production. Advanced robotics is expanding beyond controlled industrial settings to all sectors, with today's robots increasingly adaptive, flexible, and biomimetic in design. Collaborative robots, cobots, work alongside humans in manufacturing, while service robots assist in healthcare, retail, and hospitality. New materials with previously unimaginable properties are emerging through nanotechnology and material science. From self-healing concrete that repairs its own cracks to graphene-based superconductors and metamaterials that manipulate light and sound. The digital domain serves as the crucial bridge between physical and biological applications, enabling unprecedented connectivity and data exchange. The Internet of Things connects products, services, places, and people through sophisticated technology platforms, with connected devices expected to grow from billions to potentially a trillion in coming years. These networks generate massive amounts of data that, when analyzed through AI and machine learning, create new insights and capabilities. Blockchain technology creates trust without central authorities by offering a shared, secure, programmable ledger for transactions. Beyond cryptocurrencies, it's being applied to supply chain tracking, digital identity verification, and smart contracts. Digital platforms like Uber, Facebook, and Airbnb demonstrate how technology can match supply with demand efficiently, while dramatically reducing transaction costs, creating new business models that challenge traditional industry structures. The biological innovations are perhaps the most profound, particularly in genetics and biotechnology. Genetic sequencing has become dramatically faster and cheaper. What once cost $2.7 billion and took a decade now costs under $1,000 and takes hours. This accessibility has accelerated research into genetic diseases, personalized medicine, and evolutionary biology. Synthetic biology represents the next frontier, enabling customized organisms through DNA writing and editing tools like CRISPR-Cas9. These advances will revolutionize medicine through personalized healthcare based on individual genetic profiles, targeted therapies, and precision medicine. The fusion of technologies creates extraordinary new possibilities. 3D bioprinting combines advanced manufacturing with gene editing to produce living tissues for regeneration and transplantation, while AI algorithms help predict protein folding and design new drugs. The technological drivers of the fourth industrial revolution share one key feature. They leverage the pervasive power of digitization and information technology, with advances in one area enhancing progress in others. This cross-fertilization creates a self-reinforcing cycle of innovation that accelerates change across all domains. The convergence of these technologies is not just adding new capabilities, it's creating entirely new paradigms for how we solve problems and create value in society. The technologies driving the fourth industrial revolution are fundamentally reshaping how businesses operate and compete. The average lifespan of an S&P 500 company has plummeted from 60 years to approximately 18, highlighting the accelerating pace of creative destruction. New digital natives like Facebook, Google, and more recently TikTok have achieved $1 billion in revenue in just 5 to 6 years, a feat that took traditional companies decades to accomplish. Business disruption now emerges from multiple, often unexpected directions. On the supply side, revolutionary technologies are creating entirely new ways of serving existing needs. Decentralized energy grids powered by blockchain technology enable peer-to-peer electricity trading. Distributed manufacturing through 3D printing allows companies to produce components on demand, dramatically reducing inventory costs and supply chain complexity. Companies like Local Motors are pioneering microfactories that can produce vehicles using 3D printing, while medical device manufacturers create customized prosthetics at a fraction of traditional costs. Agile competitors leveraging global digital platforms can now overtake established incumbents with unprecedented speed and scale. Disruption isn't limited to startups. Large incumbents increasingly cross industry boundaries by leveraging their existing customer bases or technologies. Telecommunications companies are entering healthcare through telemedicine platforms, while retailers like Walmart and Amazon are disrupting pharmaceutical distribution. Chinese tech giant Tencent has expanded from messaging to become a leader in gaming, payments, and cloud services. Customers now occupy the center of the digital economy, with their expectations increasingly defined by experiences rather than products. Traditional demographic segmentation is giving way to digital behavior patterns and preference clusters. The shift from ownership to shared access is evident across sectors, from transportation, Uber, Lime, to entertainment, Netflix, Spotify, to office space, WeWork. The millennial generation, followed by Gen Z, drives this now economy trend, demanding instant responses and seamless services. This transformation isn't limited to high-income economies. China's Singles Day generated $14 billion in online transactions, with 68% through mobile devices, while sub-Saharan Africa leads global mobile subscription growth, enabling services from mobile banking to telemedicine. Digital capabilities are transforming products from depreciating assets into platforms for continuous enhancement and revenue generation. Tesla's over-the-air updates exemplify this shift, allowing cars to gain new features and capabilities post-purchase. Sensors and advanced analytics enable constant monitoring and proactive maintenance, maximizing asset utilization across industries. Aircraft maintenance crews now receive engine fault notifications before pilots, while smart buildings automatically adjust systems for optimal efficiency. This predictive capability has spawned new business models where products are priced by performance and outcome rather than ownership, from jet engines sold by flight hours to industrial equipment priced by output. The rapid pace of innovation demands new collaborative approaches between established businesses and dynamic startups. While incumbents often lack specific technical skills or cultural agility, younger firms typically lack capital, operational data, and industry relationships. Successful collaborations require significant investment in strategy alignment, partner selection, communication channels, and process integration. Companies like BMW have established venture capital arms and innovation labs to partner with startups, while pharmaceutical giants increasingly rely on biotech partnerships for drug development. The fourth industrial revolution demands faster, more agile operating models built around platform strategies that connect digital systems to the physical world. By 2013, 14 of the top 30 brands by market capitalization were platform-oriented companies, a trend that has only accelerated. These platforms are transforming industries from product-centric to service-oriented business models as consumers increasingly prioritize access over ownership. Organizations that successfully integrate digital, physical, and biological dimensions, from precision agriculture to personalized medicine, often disrupt entire industry value chains, fundamentally altering how products are designed, produced, distributed, and consumed. The fourth industrial revolution is redefining how public institutions operate, compelling governments to reinvent themselves and find new ways to collaborate with citizens and businesses. With growing citizen empowerment and population fragmentation, political systems face governance challenges precisely when governments should be essential partners in shaping transitions to new frameworks. In the face of unprecedented technological change, regulators struggle to keep pace. Traditional regulatory frameworks are becoming obsolete as 24-hour news cycles pressure leaders to act immediately rather than develop measured responses. The solution is agile governance. Regulators must continuously adapt by collaborating closely with business and civil society to understand what they're regulating. This doesn't mean regulatory uncertainty or frenetic policymaking, but rather creating resilient frameworks that allow space for innovation while minimizing risks. The geographic impact of borderless digital technology raises fundamental questions about which countries will lead or leapfrog in the fourth industrial revolution. Nations establishing preferred international norms in emerging digital fields will reap substantial economic benefits, while those promoting protectionist rules risk becoming isolated laggards. The distinction between high and low-cost countries matters less than innovation capacity. North American companies currently lead by attracting top talent, earning patents, and commanding venture capital, though China is rapidly catching up. Cities are crucial innovation ecosystems that determine regional and national competitiveness. The most effective policy environments for innovation are found in New York, London, Helsinki, Barcelona, and Amsterdam, which excel at finding creative ways to affect change outside formal policy arenas, being open by default and acting more like entrepreneurs than bureaucrats. Cities in emerging markets are also making strides. Medellin, Colombia, won City of the Year in 2013 for innovative approaches to mobility and sustainability. The fourth industrial revolution will profoundly transform international security, blurring distinctions between war and peace, combatants and non-combatants, while making battlefields simultaneously local and global. Cyber warfare represents one of today's most serious threats, with cyberspace becoming as crucial a theater of engagement as land, sea, and air. Future conflicts between advanced actors will almost certainly include cyber dimensions, as adversaries disrupt communications and decision-making capabilities. Autonomous warfare, including military robots and AI-powered weaponry, creates the prospect of robo-war that will transform future conflicts. Autonomous weapons capable of identifying targets and deciding to fire without human intervention are becoming increasingly feasible, presenting profound challenges to established laws of war. The democratization of destructive capabilities, from 3D printed weapons to home genetic engineering, means individuals and small groups can now inflict large-scale damage previously limited to governments. The fourth industrial revolution creates profound societal impacts as scientific advancement and innovation unfold through human exchanges of ideas, values, and norms. The challenge for societies is absorbing new modernity while preserving valuable traditional values, potentially exacerbating tensions between religious societies and secular worldviews. This revolution may worsen inequality as robots and algorithms substitute capital for labor, digital businesses require less capital investment, labor markets favor technical skills, and digital platforms reward a small number of stars. Technology has contributed to income stagnation in high-income countries, with the richest 1% now controlling half of global assets, while the bottom 50% own less than 1%. The OECD reports the average income of the richest 10% is approximately 9 times that of the poorest 10%. This inequality creates societal problems. Research shows unequal societies experience more violence, imprisonment, mental illness, obesity, lower life expectancies, and trust levels. Middle-class status no longer guarantees a middle-class lifestyle, as education, health, pensions, and housing have become increasingly unaffordable, potentially leading to democratic malaise. Digitization has created a me-centered society, where belonging is defined more by personal projects and individual values than by space, work, or family. Digital media connects people across social, economic, cultural, and ideological boundaries in unprecedented ways. Beyond providing information, like helping Syrian refugees plan travel routes while avoiding human traffickers, digital platforms give individuals a voice in civic debates. However, this democratizing power can be weaponized by extremist groups to spread propaganda. Counterintuitively, abundant media can narrow an individual's news sources into what MIT psychologist Sherry Turkle calls a spiral of silence, skewing decision-making and posing risks to civil society. Studies show digital platforms have significant political influence. A Facebook Get Out the Vote message increased turnout by 340,000 voters through direct and social contagion effects. The on-demand economy is fundamentally transforming our relationship with work. Employers increasingly use the human cloud to dissect professional activities into discrete projects performed by independent workers globally. Workers may end up with a portfolio of things to generate income, driving for Uber, shopping for Instacart, hosting on Airbnb, and performing tasks on TaskRabbit. Companies benefit from classifying workers as self-employed, avoiding minimum wages, taxes, and benefits. Workers gain freedom and mobility, but lose labor rights, bargaining power, and job security. This emerging precariat class could become a source of social unrest unless we develop new social and employment contracts that balance flexibility with protection. The fourth industrial revolution isn't just changing what we do, but who we are at our core. It affects our fundamental identity, privacy, ownership concepts, consumption patterns, work-leisure balance, career trajectories, skills development, personal relationships, and potentially human augmentation itself. Technology has evolved from simply making tasks easier to fundamentally transforming human potential, reshaping everything from how we learn and work to how we form relationships and understand ourselves. The innovations in biotechnology and AI are redefining humanity by pushing the boundaries of what's possible in terms of lifespan, health, cognition, and capabilities into what was once considered science fiction territory. CRISPR gene editing, neural implants, and advanced prosthetics are already blurring the lines between natural and enhanced humans. These advances demand ongoing moral and ethical discussions about life extension, designer babies, memory extraction, and cognitive enhancement, especially since these discoveries could be manipulated to serve special interests rather than the public good. As Stephen Hawking and colleagues warned about AI, whereas the short-term impact depends on who controls it, the long-term impact depends on whether it can be controlled at all. This warning becomes increasingly relevant as AI systems become more sophisticated and autonomous. As our world becomes increasingly digital, we paradoxically need human touch and social connections more than ever. The fourth industrial revolution may negatively impact our social skills and empathy. A University of Michigan study found a 40% decline in empathy among college students compared to previous generations, with most decline occurring after 2000. According to MIT's Sherry Turkle, 44% of teenagers never disconnect from technology, even during meals or sports. This constant connectivity deprives us of essential time to pause, reflect, and process our experiences. Studies show that even the mere presence of a phone during conversation changes what people discuss and their emotional connectedness, reducing empathy and understanding between participants. Privacy has emerged as one of the greatest individual challenges posed by our increasing interconnectedness. As Harvard political philosopher Michael Sandel observes, we seem to be increasingly willing to trade privacy for convenience with many of the devices that we routinely use. From smart home devices that monitor our daily routines to social media platforms that track our relationships and preferences, we're creating detailed digital footprints that can be analyzed and monetized. The global privacy debate has only just begun, examining how the internet can simultaneously liberate and enable unprecedented surveillance. Privacy matters fundamentally because when watched, our behavior becomes more conformist and less innovative. Complex questions emerge about data ownership and the psychological impact of losing control over our personal information. Who owns the data generated by our online activities? How does constant surveillance affect our mental well-being and authentic self-expression? A particularly concerning issue, when one's life becomes fully transparent, who will have the courage to assume leadership responsibilities? The fear of past mistakes being eternally accessible could deter talented individuals from public service or leadership roles. Ultimately, we must ensure technology serves rather than enslave us, collectively analyzing its challenges to guarantee the fourth industrial revolution enhances rather than diminishes our well-being. This requires developing new frameworks for digital ethics, establishing clear boundaries between public and private spheres, and creating mechanisms to protect individual autonomy in an increasingly connected world. Education systems must evolve to emphasize digital literacy alongside traditional subjects, helping individuals navigate this new landscape while maintaining their humanity and agency. The fourth industrial revolution creates disruptions of our own making, which we have the power to address through collective wisdom. To adapt and flourish, we must nurture four types of intelligence: contextual, the mind; emotional, the heart; inspired, the soul; and physical, the body. Only by mobilizing these intelligences can we shape this revolution for the common good. Effective leaders must master contextual intelligence, the ability to anticipate trends and connect dots across diverse networks. In the fourth industrial revolution, this requires breaking down traditional boundaries between sectors and engaging with all stakeholders. Leaders must abandon silo thinking and fixed viewpoints, adopting intellectual agility with approaches that are holistic, flexible, and adaptive. Adaptive traits complement contextual intelligence as an essential attribute. As Yale's David Caruso notes, it's the unique intersection of heart and head. This intelligence provides the foundation for critical skills: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Organizations rich in emotionally intelligent leaders will be more creative, agile, and resilient, essential traits for coping with disruption. Inspired intelligence, drawing from the Latin spirare, to breathe, focuses on the continuous search for meaning and purpose. It nourishes creativity and lifts humanity to a new collective moral consciousness based on shared destiny. As technology pushes us toward a me-centered society, we must rebalance with a pervasive sense of common purpose. Trust becomes one of our most valuable attributes in a world of constant change, earned only when decision-makers act in the common interest rather than pursuing individual objectives. Physical intelligence, supporting personal health and well-being, provides vital support for the other intelligences. As complexity increases and decision-making accelerates, keeping fit and remaining calm under pressure becomes essential. Epigenetics shows the critical importance of sleep, nutrition, and exercise on our thinking and performance. Good nerves will be increasingly critical to navigate the fourth industrial revolution's challenges. In this Anthropocene era, where human activities are the primary force shaping all life-sustaining systems, we possess the ability to influence the fourth industrial revolution's path. The world is fast-changing, hyper-connected, complex, and fragmenting, but we can still shape our future to benefit all if we act now. We must raise awareness across all sectors, abandon compartmentalized thinking, and create flexible, collaborative structures that bring together all stakeholders. We need to develop positive, common narratives with explicit values and ethical principles at their core, ensuring markets serve humanity rather than the reverse. These narratives must encourage perspective-taking that evolves from tolerance to compassion. Finally, we must restructure our economic, social, and political systems to take full advantage of opportunities presented, as our current decision-making models were designed for earlier industrial revolutions. The fourth industrial revolution could either robotize humanity or lift us into a new collective consciousness based on shared destiny. It's our responsibility to ensure the latter prevails.